Right. So I'll begin the daf. We have a big daf today. These dafim were like two dafim, so I'll try to pause periodically for questions, otherwise we got to run. Okay, we're on the fourth line on Yud Amud Aleph, 10a, line 4. Everybody with me? So the Gemara is talking about this pasuk, Yitamu Chataim in Aretz. It means that the sinner should die, should disappear. So the Gemara says, Ano Bar Yonai Davu Shavutid Rav Meir. These Bar Yonai, ruffians, bandits, whatever, bad people were in the neighborhood of Rav Meir. Vavu Kamatsarali Tuba. They gave him a lot of adjata, like tsuris. So Habakabai Rav Meir Rachmei Lavayu Keichit Lemutu. So Rav Meir was mispalel that they should die. So Amrli Beruri Debitu. So Beruri, his wife, who's mentioned elsewhere in Shas, the big Talmidei Chachama, said to him, "My daitech, what are you thinking? Mishum dechtiv yitamu chataim, because it says yitamu chataim that you're thinking that the sinner should die, and I'll come back in a minute. Niktiv chotim, does the pasuk say chotim that the sinner should die? Chataim ktiv, chataim will say sins, but I'll come back. Va'od shvil save the safe dekra. Go to the end of the pasuk. Urishayim orinam." Came the Itamu Chataim Rishon Orinam. If the Chataim dies, then what's Rishon Orinam? Elabai Rachmin Lavayu Lahadru B'Tshuva. You should be mispala for them that they should do tshuva. Urishayim Orinam. Then there's no more Rishayim anymore. By Rachmin Lavayu Lahadru B'Tshuva. So he was mispalel, and then they were Choser B'Tshuva. Okay. So now, in terms of the Havamin and the Maskana here, it sounds simple, but it wasn't so pashut. One way to look at it, it's fancy diktuk in Hebrew. One way you could say the word chataim, if you spell it with a patach under the chet and a kamatz under the tet, can mean sinners. So in other words, so the way it's spelled in the pasuk is chataim, that can mean sinners. If you spell it with a chata patach, then it means sins. So that's what Brewery was saying. In other words, sometimes chataim means the sinners. Like it says ubedera chataim lo amad. So it means in the way of the sinners it doesn't stand. So the pasuk said yitamu chataim in aretz. So either way, he was darshing the pasuk that it means that the sinners should die. And she said, no, it means like, now the sins, the other way to learn it is a gra. The gra says it can mean like the peel form, it can mean that which causes you to sin, the Yetzihara. Yishmi's Palo means that the Yetzihara should be finished from them. And then Mamela is Rishayim Orinam. That's pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty good derek of a person who could do it that way. Now, Right. So he says here earlier, came in the Tamukhate Rushoninam, cessation of present day sinners doesn't ensure the future wicked men will not appear on the scene. So the term Chataim doesn't refer to sinners, that which causes in the Yetzihara. That's the way they were saying. So Ms. Paula, there's no more Yetzihara. Okay, we're on the Aleph 10a, the first medium wide line, second medium wide line. So Amar Lahut Stuki the Beruria, a certain Stuki, Sadducee, said to Beruria, Tiv Roni Akara Lo Yalada. He says, now this is the Haftorah for Parshas Noach. We just had it a little while ago. I think it's also the Haftorah for Parshas Kitaytse as well, yeah. So Roni Akara means like sing, like the barren one, Lo Yalada, who hasn't given birth. So he says, Mishum Lo Yalada Roni, and it was, she hasn't given birth, so she should like rejoice. So Amrlai, so he said to her, the Beruria said to the Saduki, Shat, you fool, Shvil the Sefer Dekra, go to the end of the Pasuk, Dechtiv, Ki Rabim B'nei Shomimami B'nei Be'ula, Amor Hashem, that those are more numerous, the sons of the desolate ones. It means that Jerusalem, which was desolate, is going to be well populated. I mean, Bnei Be'ula is the, like Edom was well populated. So Ella, so means that indeed the barren one does have children now. Ella, my Akara lo yalada. What does it mean barren hasn't given birth? Roni Knesset Yisrael Shadom Elisha Akara, that the Jewish nation should like sing, should be rejoice, that's similar to a barren woman. Shalo Yalda Banim Legenim Kibataihu, that hasn't given birth to children to Gehenim like you. And that, you know, that was where she was going with this. Now a lot of these Gemara are going to have Tzedukim, and we're going to have Tzedukim. I think a lot of them were like early Christians. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. So the Gemara says in the fifth wide line, the fifth medium wide line, Amarle Hut Tzeduki the Rabbi Bau. Now Rabbi Bau in the Gemara elsewhere has incidents where he confronts early Christians, and a lot of times the gears in the Gemara has been changed over the years. So Amarle Hut Tzeduki the Rabbi Bau, Tiv Mizmor David Bevarchum Neav Shalom Bano. There's one parak in Tehillim that says like a song of David when he was fleeing from Avshalom, his son. Avshalom, rebelled against David HaMelech.
He says Uchtiv. Then later on, that's in Perek Gimel. Then in Perek Nun Zayin, it says Uchtiv to David Mechtam, like a full Mizmor for David. The Varchom Nei Shaul Bama'ara, that he fled from Shaul in the cave. So the Gemara says, Hey Maaseh HaBereisha, which incident, or the Stuki is saying to Rabbi Bar, which incident took place first? Michti Maaseh the Shaul HaBereisha. Chronologically, the incident with Shaul happened first. Lichta HaBereisha. So why is that Perek Nun Zayin so much later on? So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Bar said to him, Atund lo darshitun smuchim kashulhu. You who don't darshin smuchim is like the juxtaposition of the psukim in Tanakh. So you have difficulty with this. Anan, we, the darshin smuchim, that we judge smuchim, that there's much that we can learn from the juxtaposition of the psukim, lo kashulan. Why? The Amr Yochanan smuchim in a Torah minayin. Where do we see there's a remez for smuchim min a Torah means in the psukim? Shnemar smuchim la'ad li'olam asuim be'emet v'yashar. So lamanis mechap harshtav shalom parsha go. So again, the earlier parak was Mizmor David Bavarchem Le'av Shalom. That's parak Gimel. In parak Beis, it speaks about Milchemet Gog u'Magog. It says Lama Rakshu Goyim Yitzatzu Machi Eretz Rozdim Nosu Yachad Al Hashem Yom Mashiacho. He says that many people stand up to Hashem and his Mashiach. So in Milchemet Gog u'Magog. So in parak Gimel, until him talks about Milchemet Gog u'Magog. In parak Beis, and in parak Gimel, it speaks about David who's fleeing from Av Shalom. He says. So what he wants to say that David HaMelech wanted to link up those two parshiot. He says, "She'im yomar l'chadam klumi yishevet shemrei brabo." If a person would say, "Gee, is there ever? Do we ever? How can you talk about Melchem Gogu Magog? Is there ever a servant, you know, who rebels against his master?" Avatam orlo klumi yishben shemrei baviv. Is there ever a son who rebels against his father? So he says, "Elahaba." Yeah, there was with David and Avshalom. So hakanami haba. So after this event that will occur, you'll be able to say, "Yeah, it happened this way as well." The idea is that you're doing smuchim. Alright, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we do so far? Everybody good?
So what's the word atun mean?
What's it again?
Atun.
Atun, you. Atun means like atem. Atem. Any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, so now the second white line. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And we have another members here. Rabbi Yochanan has a Mesorah from the Tanur Shimon bar Yochai. Remember on Daf Chet, we had a whole bunch of members that way as well. So it's like it's full of them. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now, my dechi pia patch ba chachma was her chesed al shona. Kineged mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh. So, there's a famous parak in Mishlei that people we say on Friday night, Eishes Chayil, and it says pia patch ba chachma. She opens up her mouth with chachma. So kineged mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh. So, who is Shlomo Melech referring to when he said pia patch ba chachma? So, I think a lot of people think, well, it's, you know, the wife was pia patch ba chachma, but there's a lot of different pshatim. Some say it's the Torah, it's the Shabbos. We're going to learn another pshat here today. So he says, "Kineged mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh lo amarol kineged David Aviv." So he's referring to David HaMelech. There was Pia, could be like his neshama is opening up in Chachma. He says that, and David HaMelech, when he wrote, in other words, Shlomo HaMelech was the one who wrote Sefer Mishlei. So he's sort of substituting himself for David HaMelech. So he's referring to his father David, who lived b'chamisha olamim. He lived in five worlds. We're on the fourth very wide line, Yudam Melech. Ba'amar Shira. Darba me'imo ba'amar Shira. He lived in his mother's womb, and he recited Shira. It means not that he recited Shira when he was there, but years later, you can look back and recite Shira over what had occurred. He says, Shinemar barchi nafshi Hashem v'chol kravai shem kacho. So now he's referring to, in other words, Shlomo HaMelech is writing Sefer Mishlei. Tehillim is written by David HaMelech, though there's contributions by other people as well. So Shlomo HaMelech is describing his father David's like view, his view of the periods of life he went through. So David HaMelech isn't reciting Shira when he's an Ubar b'me'imo, but it means later on when he looked at it and contemplated the whole situation. So it says there's a parak in Tehillim, parak Kuf Gimel, Barki Nafshi Hashem V'Chol Kravai Hashem Kacho. All my innards Hashem Kacho. That pasuk is referring to when he's like in utero. Yatzala Avira Olam and Estakel B'Kol Kavim Mazalot. Then he was born and he looks up and he sees the stars, the planets. Ba'amar Shira Shinemar Barchu Hashem Alachav Gibori Koach Osei Devaro L'Shmol Kol Devaro Barchu Hashem Kol Tzvav Gomer. So again, this is a pasuk also in parak Kuf Gimel. We're familiar with Kuf Dalad that we say in Rosh Chodesh. You know, Barki Nafshi Hashem, but the parak before that also refers to Baruch Nafshi, and here the all these pesukim in the previous parak. So it says like Baruch Hashem Malachav, his Malachim, say the verb l'shmo for the verb Hashem, calls Svav, his host. It means the heavens, the skies. Okay, that's the second olam. Yenak mishteimo v'nestakel b'tadeham. He was nursing from his mother, and he looked at her breasts. But Amar Shiri said, Shiri Shinem or Barchi Nafshir Hashem, the Al Tishkechi called Gmulav. Don't forget all the wonderful things that he's done. My call Gmulav, Gmulav can mean to do good things, but it's like a double entendre. Amar Bibao Shasala Dadim b'makom bina, that he made the dadim, the woman's breasts, b'makom bina, where like the bina is the heart. In other words, women have bina yeter in laisha. There was deeper knowledge or understanding was given to a woman. So her breasts are near her heart. He says, Tamamai, means most a lot of the animal kingdom, the dadim are like in the genital area. Maybe we'll have, I don't know if doctors could speak to this. I need to, oh, Ed is here. Okay, so our doctor, our veterinarian, will fill us in a minute. Ed, we want to hear from you in 2 minutes. Okay, so he says, b'makom bina, so like the animals, a lot of the dadim are in the makom erva. So tamamai, so amar Rav Yehuda, kideshali stakel b'makom erva. So the child shouldn't have to look at the erva when he nurses. Rabbanah says he shouldn't nurse from like a dirty place. So what I think the Gra says that the makom erva is referring to like sexual lust, and the makom matinovet is something about like non kosher food. In other words, it means like the child should be set off on the right derech. Ra'abama palatan shel rishayim. He saw the downfall of Rishayim. Amar Shira, Shenemar Yitamu Chatei Min Aretz Urshimonina Barchi Nafshir Hashem Haluka, and that's the reason this whole Gemara is in. It's to keep this pasuk. It's what's joining everything. Yitamu Chatei Min Aretz. So he says. So he saw the downfall of Rishayim. He said Yitamu Chatei Min Aretz. Let the sinners, you know, fall, be destroyed. Or if you want to say earlier the Yetzahara, the way Bruria had it. He says Nistakel B'Yomamita. He contemplated the day of death. But Amar Shira. He said Shira Shenemar Bar. So it's not clear how this pasuk is referring to death. So my mashma. Now we have the al yom amita ne'amar, but the Bach takes out those words. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila misefa dinyana. The proof is not from that part; it's from the later part. Dechtiv tastir panecha. This is the parak that we say on Rosh Chodesh. Tastir panecha gibahelon. If you hide, you'll hide your face. Like they'll be surprised. To seferu cham. In other words, you'll gather in their spirit and they'll die. Again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Pasuk, and you frequently need the end of the Pasuk. They'll return back to the dust. That means being buried. He says, okay, so the point is that we had the parak into the Mishlei was Pia Pacha B'Chachma Torah Chesed Al Shona is Shlomo Melech is describing David HaMelech. And David HaMelech, that he had all these references to what he contemplated at different when he occupied different olamot. All right, let me just look for 1 second. I want to see just one thing quickly. 1 second. 1 second. Yeah. So the pia is the ruach hakodesh, is the pia pachavakachma. Means the ruach hakodesh opened up, and with that he was able to say it. And he mentions over here, he quotes from different mefarshim in the art scroll. He quotes from Pnei Yoshua, Beirurei Grod, and Tzedek HaKohen, that the five worlds correspond to the five levels of the human soul: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechidim. So I don't know all the details of that, but you get the idea that you could be mayin a little bit more in this. Okay, let me go further. All right, so I'm up to Rav Simi Bar Ukva. Okay, so we're around the 10th very wide line on Yud Amud Aleph. Rav Simi Bar Ukva, Amri Lamar Ukva, Habashchit Kamid Rav Shimon Pazi. So either Rav Simi Bar Ukva or Mar Ukva, one of them was frequently would be before Rav Shimon Pazi. But Masada Agadata Kamid Rav Shimon Levi. So Rav Shimon Pazi would be the one responsible for being Masada the Agadatot before Rav Shimon Levi. That was his expertise. So Amar Le, so he either it's Mar Ukva or Rav Simi Bar Ukva said to Rav Shimon Pazi, Ma'idechti Barchi Nafshet Hashem V'Chol Kravayet Shem Kacho. What does the this pasuk mean that bless my soul Hashem and all my inner shame could show? Amar lei, bo rei shlom kibidish korach baruch hu midah pasar b'dam. See, the aspect of man is not like the aspect of kadosh baruch hu is not like the aspect of man, of humans, of mortal man. Midah pasar b'dam sartzuro gavi akotel. Mortal man, he designs or he sketches like an image on the wall. V'nechol atil ba ruach hu neshama. He can't put breath and a soul in it. Kravaymu b'nei me'ayim. Innards and intestines, but Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Sarat Surah B'toch Surah, he fashions like an image within an image. In other words, he's able to like create an ubar in the mother's womb. Umatiyah baruch neshama kravayim v'nei miyayim, and put the breath, the soul, and innards and intestines. V'ahinu da amrachana ein kadosh kashem ki in biltecha v'ein sur kelokenu. So Chana says, Ein Kadosh Kashem, I think this is the Haftar we have on Rosh Hashanah, right? Mm-hmm. Ein Kadosh Kashem, there's no one holy like Hashem, ki ein biltecha, nobody's like you, ki ein biltecha, ve'ein sur kelokenu, there's no rock like God, my ein sur kelokenu, ein sayar kelokenu, there's no like designer like Hashem, my ki ein biltecha, what does it mean, like there's nobody like you? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Menasseh, I'll take ki ein biltecha, el ein liv lotecha, nobody outlives you. He says, shalom ki midah kash baruch hu midah pas man, his handiwork outlives him. In other words, let's say a person, he builds a building, or maybe he builds a table, whatever, or they build the pyramids in Egypt, so it outlives the life of the person. But Kadosh Baruch Hu mubal masa, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, he outlives all of his creations, he outlives everything. So Mar Ukva or Rav Simba Bar Ukva was speaking to Rav Shimon Bar Pazi, and he was the Masadar Gadatan, he asked him about Bar Kinafshi. So he says, Amar lei anahachi kamin lach. No, you misunderstood my question. I wasn't asking you what this pasuk means. Barchi nafshi et Hashem, v'chol kravai et shem kadsho. Is hani chamisha barchi nafshi can give me Amran David? Why are there five barchi nafshis in the pesukim? What is that about? So he answers, that's what you wanted. So Amran l'kenegad shbarchu k'meneged neshama. That's referring to points of parallel between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the person's neshama. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu melo chol ha'olam, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means man is similar in the image of God, just like, but in a small way though. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he fills up the whole universe. Af neshama melea kol ha'guf. Person's neshama fills up his whole body. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu roe ve'eino nireh. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees and is not seen. He says, Af neshama roe ve'eino nireh. So neshama sees and is not seen. Ma'akash Baruch Hu zana kol olam kulo, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he nourishes, sustains the whole world, the whole universe. Af neshama zana kol guf. So neshama is on the whole guf. So it's not so. I looked in one of the gemaras. The Sifta Gemara wanted to say that like the neshama sustains the body. But he says here, is Ma'akash Baruch Hu tahor, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is tahor. Af neshama tahora. So too the neshama is tahor. Like we say every morning, you know, lokai neshama, neshama shalt be tahorahi. Ma'akash Baruch Hu yoshei b'chadre chadarim. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, he dwells b'chadrei chadarim, in the innermost sanctum. After neshama yishev b'chadrei chadarim, so too the neshama the same way. So yavo mi sheyishbo chamishad v'rim alalu. So the person who has these five aspects, meaning a mortal man, yishabeach lo mi sheyishbo chamishad v'rim alalu. He should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we say in our kind of neshama, he says, like they say, like a person has to return the neshama to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I oftentimes I think of it like you lease a car. I remember I once leased a car, and I went to Vermont with a friend for a couple of days. I came back. I brought it home. Listen, great. They were looking at this like with a fine tooth comb. I was kidding. I didn't do anything with the car, but they were watching every inch. like is there any mark? I was schwitzing, looking at this car. What am I going to do? So the same thing with the person's neshama. When you bring your neshama back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they say, "Well, we give you a pure neshama. What happened to it?" Oh, this was never. A little thing happened. Got banged up here, banged up there. So neshama to the Tori. So you're going to take this neshama from me, and I have to account for it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far in the daf here? What do you got?
I just don't get, what's the connection between the Pasuk Piyatra B'Chochma and then to get to the five worlds of David? How does he make that connection?
Yeah, so he's saying like this, that so it means like this. So, Pia Pach, because of Al Shana. Yeah, so in Eishes Chayil, It's saying like there's somebody who's Piyat Parchal Chavos. Like somebody's praising Hashem. Somebody's praising Hashem. So we said that's the Ruach HaKodesh is like speaking there, he said. So Shlomo Melech was referring to David. So how does that fit in with Eishes Chayil? Okay, what's that? Let's take a look. So he says. Rishon, this is footnote 23. Rishon ben Yochanan, therefore, interprets this pasuk as referring to David, who, with divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh spoke praise regarding five worlds. The verse employs the feminine pronoun she in reference to Ruach HaKodesh, as far as words, is Ruach HaKodesh. So it well, it just says Piyah Parachah B'Chachlam Tzavukas Al Shona. It's just saying someone is speaking with wisdom, and Shlomo Melech is referring to David HaMelech. That's the only connection I see with it. There could be more, but that's all I see. Okay, yeah, what's up?
You mentioned Ruria. What is halacha in terms of a woman who's a Talmid HaChacham? Do you stand up for her? Or do women stand up for her? Does anyone stand up for her?
That's a good question.
Good question.
I was going to put you on mute.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I must say I've never heard of anyone standing for a woman walking in front of
like a devar of a shofet. You probably would have. I don't know. No?
I have to look into. Let me get back to you on that.
Ruya was like a Talmid Chacham.
Yeah, let me get back to you on that. Let me get back to you.
I mean, she's embodying the Torah. The reason why we stand for Talmid Chacham is because he contains the Torah.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, obviously, she's not chayav in Talmud Torah, right? Women have a different role, but and again, there's also like an inner sneers by women, also
Well, not sort of a man necessarily stand up for the woman, but another woman even.
Yeah. So let me get back to you on that. Let me get back. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? We got a lot of good Torah here in the audience. Yes, so you're saying no for the men only, you're saying?
Yeah, they don't say.
All right. Okay, are we good? Okay, I'm moving. I'm going forward. You want to say something? Okay, let's take a look. All right, we're 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Amal. Everybody with me? Okay. Amar of Hamnuna, my dechtiv, Mika Chachamu Dia Pesha Dabar. Who is the pasuk in Kohelet? Who's the wise one? And who knows, like the explanation for things? So Rashi says the connection with this is going to relate to, at the end, it's going to relate to Smicha Gula Tzvila. At the end of this piece, in 30 lines, the Gemara is going to relate it to that you have to connect Gula to Tzvila. So he says, Mika Kadosh Baruch Hu Shtila So Pshara Bein Shnei Tzadikim. So Pesha Davar, the Gemara is darshening out, is to make a Pshara, like a compromise. Like who knows Hashem to make a Pshara between two Tzadikim, Bein Chizkiyahu L'Shiyahu, between Chizkiyahu and Shiyahu. And Chizkiyahu and Shiyahu were actually first cousins. The Gemara learns in Megillah that their fathers were Achim. Amos V'Amos Yachim Ayu. So they're first cousins. Now, one is the Navi and one is the Melech. And there's the people who study Naviim, there's a whole role for the Navi, there's a whole role for the Melech. They both have leadership positions in Klal Yisrael. He says, Ben Chizkiyahu Lishayahu, Chizkiyahu Amar, Leiti Yishayahu Gaboi. So Chizkiyahu says the proper protocol is that Yishayahu should come to me. He says the Hachi Ashkan be'Eliyahu da'azal gabi Achav, because that's where you find that Eliyahu went to greet Achav. In other words, the protocol is so Achav's a big Rasha, but he was a Melech, and Eliyahu nevertheless went to greet Achav. So Achav's kama. I'm not a big Rasha. That he should come to greet me. Now in the parentheses we have Shneimar Bayelach Eliyahu la'ra'od el Achav. Now it seems like Rashi didn't have this because Rashi brings down that pasuk, so the Chori didn't have it in there. So Yishayahu Amar Leiti Chizkiyahu Gaboi. Yishayahu says that no, the proper protocol is Chizkiyahu should come to me. And it's not just the kavod, like they said in the art scroll, like a melech shemachal kvodo in makvodo machul. A melech is occupying a certain position, and he can't even always be mochel on his kavod. If he wants to be mochel on his kavod, he can't always be mochel on his kavod. So Chizkiyahu felt the proper protocol is that Yeshayahu should come to me. And Yeshayahu Amar, Yeshayahu said, Liti Chizkiyahu Gabay, Chizkiyahu should come to me, the Hashi Ashkan Yehoram ben Achav, the Azal Gabi Elisha. We see that Yehoram, the son of Achav, went to Elisha. This is when they wanted to engage in a joint war against Moab. Mm-hmm. Now, each one learned that, like, that you could argue that each one was an exceptional case. They learned that the other pasuk was a horat shot. In other words, Enachinam Eliyahu went to greet Achav, but that was Baal Pi Dibur. That was Yotzei min Aklal. It was which is the normative rule, and which is the exceptional case? They both have to agree that both took place. Anyway, but they're at a Mexican standoff. So Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. We brought afflictions on Chizkiyahu. Va'amar lo Yishav lech ba'ker kol. Then he said, Yishav, go be mevaker kol. So Shinemar by Mimahim Khalah Chizkiyahu Lamud. In those days Chizkiyahu was like deathly ill. By Yavoi Lav Yishav ben Amot Sanavi. Yishav ben Amot Sanavi came. By Yomar Lav Komar Hashem Sav Lo Beitecha Kimeda Tav Lo Tzichaya Lo Tzichaya Gomer. It says like you're hoping like that, you know, now the rabbi's here. The Navi has arrived. I'm here comforting words. So he says, I got bad news for you. You know, command, you're going to die. You know, so nobody likes to hear that. So my Kimeda Tav Lo Tzichaya, what doesn't mean you'll die, you won't live. Obviously, you're dead, you're not going to live. This Meira Tab Olam Hazeh V'lo Tzichiyah L'Olam Haba. You're going to die in this world, and you're not getting Chelek L'Olam Haba either. In other words, everything is out the door for you. So Amar Lemayu Kaliyai, what happened? I thought I'm doing pretty good up to now. What happened? All of a sudden, he says, Amar Lemayu Mishum Tlo Vasakta B'Piri V'Rivya. You were not Osek and Piri V'Rivya in procreating. He says, Amar Lemayu, you're right, I didn't. But Mishum Tchazai Li Baruch HaKodesh Naki Minayi Bimbani Dlomalu. I saw Baruch HaKodesh, I'm going to progeny that are like really bums. Now, Chizkiyahu, his father was Achaz, was a big Rasha, and his son Menashe was also a big Rasha. So it comes out he had another son, Rav Shakei, we'll see, was also nothing to write home about. So he says, I see that I'm going to have these kids, Rishayim, so I think you better not be Osei Papiri Vrivya. So here's the famous line of the Gemara, even if you only remember these next five words from today's Daf Yomi, you're way ahead of the game. So Amar Lei Bahadik Kapshid Rachman Olam Alach, like why these hidden secrets, what do you have to do with that? That's the cheshbon from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you have the mitzvah in the Torah, don't make your cheshbon on what's going to be this or the other way, just do what the Torah requires you. So my demkadet ibay lach lemebad. It was you do what Hashem commanded you. Uma denicha kamei dekutcha brichu la'aved. What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu? He prefers to be done. He'll do that. You know, there's a. But this is going back quite a while. But in the 1890s, so the Tsarist government, there was a prominent yeshiva. The Volozhin Yeshiva was in Russia under the Russian Empire. So it was like the Harvard of yeshivas. They had like 400 students there. But they had students from all over Eastern Europe. It was a different type of yeshiva, where beforehand, this yeshiva had been founded by Reb Chaim Volozhin, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So beforehand, the yeshivas were like local affairs, like you learned in the neighborhood, the town, this, the other. So this was a yeshiva, like a national yeshiva, like Jews from all over Eastern Europe, or wherever in the world, could come to this yeshiva, and the best and brightest would study and become Talmidei Chachamim. So it was a very successful yeshiva. And to make a long story short, the Tsarist government insisted that they have to teach secular topics in the yeshiva. So otherwise they're closing down the yeshiva. That's what the Tsarist government decreed. So Rabbanim gathered in a meeting to discuss what they're going to do. So the way I remember, so I think it was the Netziv, right. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he, with tears in his eyes, he said that we can't let the secular, introduce secular topics here. And it's like, Bahari Kapshid Rachman Alam Alach. We have to do what Hashem commanded us, the way the Torah is given by our Mesorah, and we can't allow them to do it. Now, in that situation, again, they were doing the secular topics. Their motivation was to obviously, you know, they wanted the Jews like to assimilate. You know, it's a very difficult topic. A lot of things discussed about it. But the bottom line is, I think he quoted this body, Kapshid Rachman Alam Alach. So he says, The Russian government closed it. Umadanicha kami kucha brichu la'avid. So Amarlei hashta habli bratach efshad gomer zuchuta divdaf anaka minayi binin demalu. He says, look, maybe give me your daughter and we'll have a shidduch, and maybe I'll have kids that are like not bad kids. Maybe those work out well. So Amarlei kvar nigzalat gzeira. He says the gzeira in Shemayim has already taken place. You're dead. So there's nothing to discuss about this. So Amarlei ben Amos klein v'urcha b'tzei. He says, "Vinajin Rabu and get out of here." Now that sounds like tough words, but I saw one shot they quoted in the art school that he wanted to be Mispalel, and he didn't want Yeshayahu to publicize this gezeira. If you publicize the gezeira, it makes it harder to overturn it. Says Kach Mekulani Beit Aviyaba, I have a mesorah from my father's house through David Amelech. Afilu Cherev Chadam Udachlat Sabroshal Adam Ayimnatz Mumerachmin. Even if things look the bleakest, is the bleak. That there's a sharp sword at your neck. Don't give up from tefillot, from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Idmar Nami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tarvai, Wafil Cherv Chadam Unachla Sabro Shalom, and Yosmon Rachamim, Shinemar Hein Yichtalein Lo Ayachel. Though he kills me, I'll still pray for him. Now, in the Pasuk, it's Lo is written with an Aleph, and the Kri is with a Vav. But the way the Gemara says is with the Kri. So the bottom line is, let's see on Amad Beis, Yud Amad Beis, 10b, top line. So Amar Abchanan, Afilu Balachom Romer Lo Ledam Lachar Humein Al Yimnatz Mod Rachmin. This is like sort of shoring up the same idea. Even Balachom Mod means you have a very trustworthy source, like a reliable dream. Actually, in the Masifta they said it means the Malach that's in charge of dreams, like informs you that you're going to die. So, like before we had the Navi, and you want to say like the Malach is even on a higher level. You wanted to say, so you shouldn't block yourself from being mispalel. Shinemar kibrov kolamot b'havolim v'dvorim harbe kid al kim yira. In other words, like even with kolamot, just fear Hashem. Miyad by asev Chizkiyahu panav al kir by palel Hashem. So Chizkiyahu turns to the wall and he prays. So, and he says, my kir, what does kir mean? Kir means wall, my kir. Amrishim Lakish Miki wrote Libo. He says, from the walls of his heart. It means like from the depths of his heart. Shinemar may I, Ochila, ki wrote Libi Begomer. That was my stomach. I hope I pray to Hashem, ki wrote Libi, like the walls of my heart. Begomer, Riblevi Amar al Iske Hakir. Riblevi says, it's a reference to Iske Hakir, things that relate to the wall. What wall? Amar Alfanav, Riboto Shalom, Mashunamit, Shlostal Kiracha Kitana Hechayet Banav. Shunamit is, an incident that's related in Malachim Beis with Elisha, the Shunamit with the hosted Elisha, and she built a wall. We'll explain about the wall, but in some way she was making efforts to host Elisha the Navi. And because of that, so she was blessed with a son, and then the son seemed to die, and then Elisha was able to be Mechai Mason with the son. So he says, so she made one kir, and yet you resuscitated her son. Avi Abba, my forebear, meaning Shlomo Melech, Shechipat Heichal Kula Bekesem Zahav, my forebear Shlomo Melech, he paved the whole base of Mikdash with silver and gold. Acha Kam Bekama, so you should be able to help me out here. So Kornan Asher Dlachu Fanecha Abimeda B'Leiv Shalem, Vato Benecha Siti. Remember how I went with you? I'm a firm person. I do everything Yashrus. Vato Benecha Siti, that was good in your eyes, I did. My Vato Benecha Siti, what does it mean that I did that was good in your eyes? Amar Ravita Marav Shesamach Ula Tefila. So here's the line that he was Samach Ula Tefila. Now I saw. So one pshat I saw is that every day, like he would daven, like Vatikim, and be Samach Ula Tefila. Like well, I think you had already in the Gemara about Vatikim. So the best time to daven is Vatikim. In other words, you're davening Shmon Esrei right at Neitzachama. So he would be Samach Ula. And if you daven Vatikim every day, that even overrides the obligation to daven with a minion. So in other words, if I can daven with a minion at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I daven Vatikim every day, I do not just one day, every day I do Vatikim, so that I'm entitled to do that and not go to the minion. In other words, I can daven Vatikim, because Vatikim is so chashuv that it overrides even Tefillah Metzibur if you do it on a regular basis. So he's saying, I like Atobe Necha Siti, I did that was good in your eyes, I'm always so much Ulus Tefillah, I daven like Vatikim every day. So he says here, Reb Levi Amar Shekinah Sefer Refuot. Reb Levi says a different shot that he Chizkiyah was going as a Sefer Refuot. He hid this book of medical cures. It says Homa Chokhan Mefarshim about the medical cures. So Rabbeinu Bachya takes it that it's like a sort of like herbal medicine, and it was helpful to people, but people they forgot a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, they forgot the key element that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was involved with it. And the Rambam learns it was a book like with sorcery that it was just a study that was to do it that way. But the people were going off the wrong derech with it, so it was creating problems. All right, let me just pause for 1 minute and catch some breath and then take some questions, comments, and thoughts. What do you got? What do you got, Fern?
It's so important to stop in Kaddish, why do you have to do it on a regular basis to not go to shul? What about the regularity of going to shul where you do it on the
age
of the
seven? So being davening with a minion is also a big zach. Davening with a minion is also very big. So vatikim somehow only overrides when you do it on a regular basis. If you do one shot deal, so then you can't. Then in other words, you're doing like scatter shot. So then the minion takes so precedence. But
actually, if you stay at home, you should daven the same time as the minion.
Right, you should. Right, you should.
You should not daven the vatikim.
Well, if you daven every day vatikim, you could do it that way as well. That's what I would say.
But if you're home one day, what should you do?
I would daven then with the time of the minion. Then I would daven the time of the minion. All right, that's all I have for this, Fern. I don't have any better answer for you. Okay, what do you got?
No, usually kir in the biblical language, a wall is a kotel, and here relates to the more spiritual, like the kirot alev or kirot. I think that's why they're using it, and it goes all the way to Sefer Efrot. And also, I don't know if you have it, but there is a. I don't know if you have the Bach.
I bet you the Bach. Let me go to the Bach. Okay, let's do the Bach on Amud Aleph. Okay, let's go back to Amud Aleph on Ot Beis. Okay, Ot Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, we're going back to you and Amud Aleph in the Bach, Ot Beis. Okay, so Hinichle Lo Yechel, Sophia Vle Barate. So this is going with the Shidduch. So the Bach has a girsa in the Gemara that Yeshayahu ended up giving his daughter, which is really Chizkiyahu's first cousin once removed. He says, Yahabli Barate, Nafek bin Imanashav Rav Shakei. So as a result of that union, so Chizkiyahu had two children, one Menashe and one Rav Shakei. Yomachat Arkevinu Katfe, Lamtuinu the Bay Medrisha. So one day he loaded the two kids on his shoulders to bring him to the base Medrish. Amar Khadminayu Khazi Resha da Abba Lamitve Bay Gildani. So one said, you know, dad's head looks good to fry fish on top of it. One says, this looks like a good place to offer an offering for Avodah Zarah. So, Chavtinu Ba'ari, I don't know, he heard it, he dropped the kids on the ground. Menashe Chaya, Menashe Liv, Rav Shakei Meet. Karinav Sheim, Uklei Kelav Ra'im. Like it's the kalim are bad. It's pasuk. All right. Anyway, that's the idea with him. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? What do you got? Anything else? Okay. Let's go on. What's up?
Could it just be that by Yisrael Kir that he prayed directly to the Kir, like the Gemara earlier that said that should have not have a chotzitz between the Kir.
Right. Clearly, that's one level of understanding. But the Gemara has a drush on this as well. So I'm not sure exactly what the difficulty in the pasuk is. So Odeid was thinking because he uses the word Kir, but. Let me see what they have here. One second. There's usually something like in the pasuk, which isn't quite right, which is causing all these rashos to take place. Let me take a look. Okay, four. All right, I don't see where they picked up with it, but there's the way the drasha usually works is a difficulty in the pasuk, and then all these rashos are coming to straighten up with the whole thing. All right. I don't know. All right, let's take a look.
Okay.
But clearly that's a dry, something that the Gemara learns out. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, we're up to Tan Rabbanan around the fourth, fifth, very wide line. Okay, we're 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, the fourth medium wide line. Tan Rabbanan, Shadver Masach Chizkiyahu Melech. Chizkiyahu Melech took six actions. Al-Shosha Hodolo, Al-Shosha Hodolo. So three of the Chachamim agreed with him. In other words, he sounds like he's doing his own thing. He's not asking the Chachamim ahead of time. So he has six actions. So the Chachamim signed off on three of them, but three they didn't sign off on. Shosha lo hodolo, Ganaz Sefer Refuot. They said that's good. Putting the Sefer Refuot is leading to problems. You know, with some people who rely on Hashem. Vahodolo. Kitat Nechasha Rechoshet Vahodolo. So Nechasha Rechoshet is mentioned in Parsha Chukat. They had these Nechashim Srafim, were biting Klal Yisrael, and Hashem says, build this copper Nachash. And then the people be cured. So, but then the people began worshiping it years later as an avodah zarah. So he ground it down, and they were motivated. That's excellent. He rearrests one of people. Mitashal tavalim ahodolo. He dragged his father's bones on a mitshchavalim on like a rope bed, and it was like to debase the father. The father was a big avarian, so he wanted the father to have kapara. So the station in life that his father was the king. So you would normally put him in a mita of Zav and Kesef, before Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. Takanas Rabbi Gamliel says everybody's buried like in the same simple coffin. So before that Takanas, so people in different stations can be buried differently. So, but he didn't meet the Shulchavalim, and they were motivated. That's excellent. But three things he did, they weren't motivated to him. So he blocked up the Mei Gichon. So the Mefarshim says the Mei Shiloach. It's a spring that's near Yerushalayim. He blocked it off so the king of Ashur would not have access to the water. But Hashem had already promised him that the city would not fall in the hands of the king of Ashur. So he didn't agree with doing that. He cut off the doors of the Heichal of the Beis Hamikdash and sent it to the king of Ashur as a type of tribute to him. And they didn't below Hodulo. Iber Nisan Benisan below Hodulo. He was Ma'abir, one Nisan with another Nisan in intercalating the months, and they weren't motivated to him. So we'll see in a minute. So what does it mean? Like, in other words, you can do another Adar. So what does it mean he was Aber Nisan Benisan? We think it sounds like that Nisan had come around. And he said, it's not Nisan, it was Adar Sheni, after it was already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what we think he was doing. How could that be? Doesn't he hold a chodesh Hashem? So Nisan Reina Chernas Nisan. Once you declare Nisan, that's the first month of the year, so it's water under the bridge. Elatab and Shmuel. He has made a mistake in Shmuel's holding. Gamar Shmuel, Ema Abin Hashan Abim Shloshim Shal Adar. You can't intercalate the year on the 30th day of Adar. In other words, when you decide to intercalate the year, you have an extra month. You can't wait till the last minute and do it. You got to do it, you know, decide ahead of time. So when it's already the 30th day of Adar, that's a day that's already Ra'ui to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's too late. Hol V'ru'i L'Kovo Nisan. So even though the Edom haven't shown up yet, it's like the 11th hour, you can't at that point declare that now I'm declaring Adar Sheni. You can't do that. He says, Sabar Hol V'ru'i Lo Amina. So he didn't feel that Svar was correct, but the coming went up motive to him. All right, we got to run. We only have 20 minutes, okay? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Yosef ben Zimra, Kol Tolo B'Zchor Atzmo, Tolo B'Zchor Acherim. Now, the way the Meiri brings it down, it's wrong to say, do it, you know, for my Zechuyos. In other words, that's like an arrogant thing to say, Hashem, you should answer me my Zechuyos. So the Gemara says, Kol Tolo B'Zchor Atzmo, Tolo B'Zchor Acherim. So a person, he ascribes his tefillah for my merits, so he ends up being ascribed to other people. We call it tolam b'schud acherim. If you tolam b'schud acherim, tolam b'schud atzmo. So then it is, he gets credit for it. Moshe tolam b'schud acherim. We'll see, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mispalel. He says, you should answer me. Shenemar tzchuli Abraham Yitzchak Yisrael b'decha. So he does it tefillah. He says, remember Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you should answer the tefillah because of that. Tolam b'schud atzmo. So the pasuk gives him credit for the tefillah that was successful. Shenemar v'yomer l'Hashem idam. That Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Israel, Lemo Shadokiro, my parents, Lefanav, Lashiv Kamatome Ashkit. Had not Moshe Rabbeinu stood to prevent the Hashkata. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, please don't destroy Klal Israel, because remember Avram Yitzchak in Israel, Yen Yaakov. And the Pasuk in Tehillim says, because of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were saved. Hizkiyahu Talab Eskaratzmo. Hizkiyahu, he says, because of my Zechuyos, he says, the thieves, the Chornad Shalat Lepanecha, Talab Eskarat Acherim. So the Navi credits other people. Shnemar B'Gnoti, Allah Yerazot Lo Shiyalamani, Ulman David Abdi. I'll protect this city to save it for myself and for David, my servant. In other words, not because of Chizkiyahu. He says, "V'ha'inu d'Rav Shum Levi." D'Rav Shum Levi, "My Nachim Yinid Shalom Mar Limar." What does it mean for Shalom? Things are better for me. Afil B'Shas Shilo B'Kach Baruch Shalom. Even when Hashem sent him Shalom, that He gave him good news about his illness, that he was going to have Refuah Shleima, Mar Hulo. There was still like some bitterness involved that he wasn't like, you know, given credit for his tefillah. Okay, now. Now let's go. We mentioned the Shunamit, so the Gemara elaborates on the incident with the Shunamit. So Nasana Liat Kir Katana. So remember So the Shunamit, Elisha's the Navi, and he comes and he visits her periodically. So she says to her husband, "Why can't we make him an accommodation? Nasana Aliyat Kir Katana. We'll make a Kir Katana." So Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Aliyah Prua Haita. One says it was a room, it was not only an upper story, but it was unroofed, no roof on it. He says, v'kirua. So when it says, kir ktana, we're going to build a roof for that room, and so now they got protection, that'll be a nice place for them to stay. V'chadamar aksadra gedola haita v'chalku l'shnayim. Another says, no, it was aksadra, it was like a pavilion, and they built a wall in the middle of the aksadra, so they have another room for him. So if I say it's an aksadra, I understand you have a kir, like it's like an internal wall is a kir. He says, El Lamanda Mar Aliyah, my kir. This is an aliyah. So what is kir? Shekirua. The kir is the made of roof. B'shleim l'man damar aliyah was an upper story. Hanutziv aliyat, that makes sense. L'man damar achsadra my aliyat. But if it's an achsadra, which is like on the ground floor, like a pavilion, he says, what's aliyat? Me'ula shabatim, and it was the best combinations. B'nasim lo sham itav shulchan v'kisei menorah. We'll build for him there a bed, a table, a chair, and a menorah. So amar bai v'tem rabiska rosal enot yehanek alisha. If a person wants to get hana'a, and if a person's like a tzaddik or he's a tamar chacham, and people want to do things for him, then so he's entitled to accept the benefit like Elisha. V'shena rosal enot al yehanek Shmuel. If he doesn't want to accept, he could be like Shmuel, and he says haramati shenemar u'shuvato ramata kisham beito, that Shmuel would ride the circuit different places and come back to Rama, Kisham Beito, but Amr Yochanan, Shkolachum Shalach Sham Beito Imo. Wherever he went, Beito Imo, it was he says, like Rashi quotes, he went to Beit El, Mitzpah, and Ramah. He would run to those three places. So he says, so the Pasuk says, Kisham Beito, wherever he went, he took Beito Imo, means he took all his clothes with him, he took a tent with him. In other words, he didn't want to benefit, he didn't want to have to, you know, like you say, snore with people. He'll take care of himself. That's the way Shmuel did it. So we have two models here. I don't have a lot of time to get into it. There's a lot of different... if we have time, hopefully at the end I'll go through, because there's a whole discussion among the Mepharshim, you know, when and under what circumstances is it correct to accept gifts, and when is it not good to accept gifts. Let me get through the daf and I'll try to come back to that, okay? So... okay, so on the third white line, but Tomer Elishai, and I yadat ki yishel kim kadoshu. I know this man is a holy man. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, mikan she'ishem ma'keret ba'orchin yoter min ha'ish. We see that a woman recognizes guests better than the man. He says, so the she, you know, she's got him sized up already. This is not a regular person. He's a holy man. He says, kadoshu minayada. How does she know that he's kadosh? So Rabbi Shmuel, chadamar shel ratazu v'bovero shulchano. One says she never saw a fly on shulchano. So it could be like he had his own shulchan, his own table. Never saw any flies near the food. He says, v'chadamar satin shel pishtan yisil mitho v'lorata kerialav. That she like spread like a nice clean bedspread, and she never found carry on the bedspread, so he figures that he's kadosh. In other words, so no nocturnal additions. Kadoshu, he's kadosh. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Who kadoshu? Mishar Tomino kadosh. He's kadosh, but his aide de camp is not kadosh. Shnemar v'gashgei chazila hadfa. So later on, she goes to Elisha, and so Gehazi tries to push her away. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Behod yafya lehadfa. They darshan out that he grabbed on like the beauty, like her glory of her beauty means like her breasts. Okay, Overo Leno Tamid, he's always passing by us. So Amr Bios Rukhadin, Mishum Rablazer, Ben Yaakov, Kulmretha Makakam Tok Beito, Umanim Nechasa Malel Tok Ilu Himakriv Tamidin. That, like, the Pshuto Shemikra, he comes to us all the time. Apparently, he didn't come all the time, but the Pasuk uses the word Tamid. So the Gemara connects it to the Korban Tamid. So that if you're hosting a Tamid Chacham, it's like you're bringing a Korban Tamid. But Amr Bios Rukhadin, Mishum Rablazer, Ben Yaakov, a person shouldn't stand on a high place and pray. Should pray on a low place. I called you from the depths. So I guess a couple of people base mentors about this. I had just 1 minute. Wait till I pause. Okay. I had an uncle. He asked me once. He said, "I said I mentioned this member to him." He said, "Isn't it from the depths of the heart? What's in the depths?" So I tell you, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz is one of the Rosh Yeshiva. He said he thought it's Mimama Kim, the plural. So it can imply like depths of the heart. It can also be physical depths. Right. And then somebody else said to me, this is Rabbi Packer said to me, he thought it was like the chitzoniot affecting the pneumiot. In other words, it is the depths of the heart. But how, in other words, by doing outward actions, so I feel like it's from the depths of the heart. If I have to step down, you know, in a low place, then I feel like it's coming from the depths of the heart. Okay. Tani nami hachi, lo yomar adam lo gabi kisei, lo gabi shoshraf, lo gabi gaboa vipoleo. Person shouldn't stand on a chair, on a stool, or a high place and pray. El makom namoch vipoleo. Fishin gabot b'nei makom. There's no gabot before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know, some places, they actually, there's a depression. They have that at Yeshiva or Achayim in Queens, there's a depression before the Amud.
Start seeing it in like a good shul.
Right. It goes back.
The Ramash.
In the Altnoy Shul,
yeah, it started there.
The Altnoy Shul, which was built around 1300, has a depression for the Amud. There's no Gabbat Lanyamakom. And over time, again, you know, this ain't Gabbat Lanyamakom. You know, like, what? sure what the pasuk brings down. Let's say you're saying a kel malai. You're saying a kel malai for somebody, or a so let's say the person was a rabbi. So it's not right to say Rav. Let's say I'm saying kel malai. You Hashem should remember Rabbi X. But I'm speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so ain't Gavot le'amakom. There's no Gavos before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If I'm speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I say Rabbi so and so. But who are you talking to? It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's no Gavos le'amakom. Anyway, so he says here, Shnemor makim kratik Hashem, makim tefila ani katov. Shilta ani, a poor person when you're praying, you should have the right attitude as an ani. You have to bring your feet together when you daven. Shnemor raglehem regla yishura. So one pshat is raglehem is plural and regla is singular. So one pshat is like the 2 feet become like 1 foot. What does it mean, lo tochlu al adam? Don't eat on the blood. So it's just don't eat blood, lo tochlu dam. What's lo tochlu al hadam? Lo tochlu kodesh pavlu adimchem. Don't eat before you pray for your body. He says, that if you eat and then you daven, so the pasuk says you threw me behind your body. After he's like had this arrogance, he's become Olam Malchut Shemayim. I don't have time to get into this. The difference between 2 members. One is talking about Kabbalah Olam Malchut Shemayim, and one is talking about davening. So there's a dafka meter between the two, but I can't get into it right now. Rishu on there at Shlosho. So the mission we said, Rishu says, yeah, up till 3 hours, 3 Kriyat Shema. Amar Yom Shmuel, Lach Kor Mishua. So Lach Pachu Kor Mishua. So you have to show showed. According to Kabbalah Klo Hifsid. Now, if a person reads Kriyat Shema after 3 hours, so he doesn't lose out, he's like Adam Kor B'Torah. Amar Chasamar Ukva Vachli Mar Yotzer Or. Provided he doesn't say the brachot of the Kriyat Shema. Remember, when we spoke about it earlier in the Masechta. Are the birchos of Kriyat Shema, are they tied into Kriyat Shema? Are the birchos of Mitzvah, in which case the time is governed by Kriyat Shema? So once the time for Kriyat Shema runs out, the time for the brachot runs out. Or the birchos of Kriyat Shema tied to the Tefillah, and so when it's connected, he's saying around Kriyat Shema, but it's really related to Tefillah. So the time is governed by Tefillah. So he says you shouldn't say Yotzer Or. Maybe according to Kaveh Elah Lofsi Kadam Shu Korei B'Torah, Abal Mabarak Ushtan Fanesh Shnayim La'Choreha Ba'Achat La'Choreha. The Brayis says Mefurash that even though the Zman runs out for Kriyat Shema, you could still cite the brachot for Kriyat Shema. So Tiyuf the Rav Chisda Tiyuf this. Rav Chisda is all upkeshlat. Ikadam Yamar Rav Chisda Amar Utva My Lo Ifsid Shlo Ifsid Brachot. When Shlo Ifsid, he doesn't lose the brachot. Tam Na Haki Akurim Mikam El Shlo Ifsid Mikatam Asher Korei B'Torah Abul Varach Ushtan Fanaba Achal Acharam. So we hold Alach Lamai said the Birchos Kriyat Shema are governed by the time for Tefillah. So you should really try to say Shema and try to say Shema in 3 hours, but Brachos Kriyat Shema should say by 4 hours. Amar Mani Gadol Kori Shema Ona Tal Yoter Mi Osek B'Torah. If a person recites Shema in its proper Zman, he's greater than a person who says Osek B'Torah. If you read it late, you're like Adam HaKorei Torah. So it sounds like if I'm reading Shema Zman, it's more than a Korei B'Torah. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. So B'Shamayim holds in the morning, in the evening, you should like lean over a client and recite Shema. In the morning, you should physically stand up. Everybody read Shema in his normal fashion. Shnemor b'lech lecha v'derech. Im kein lama nemor b'shaf chav kumecha. So why does it say b'shaf chav kumecha according to Rei Hillel? Shashnei adam shofim v'shaf shnem omdin. The time, it's telling us the time. Amr Tarvan, I need Baba Derech, we teeth the crook in Rei B'shamai, v'shanti b'atzim b'nei listim. So Rav Tarvan says, I was coming on the Derech, and then I stopped and I reclined to read Kriyat Shema, and I endangered myself because of these bandits. So I was machmir, or I was doing like Beit Shammai. So we'll see in tomorrow's daf. So Amar Lo Kedayi Hil Kobat Smash of Arthur the Rebbe Hillel. You're right to do it. In other words, you were right. It was appropriate that you shouldn't put in danger, because if you're following Beit Hillel, it's not a mishnah. Okay, Fern, you can get the rest of it online. Okay, now the let me just do this piece about gifts, and then that will be it for tonight. So we had a machlok in the Gemara. It's good to get gifts or not good to get gifts. So the Marashah says in the general rule one should be circumspect with some gifts. The Pasuk initially says, so Neimachnot Yechiyah, one who despises gifts to live, at least you accept the hospitality offered by the Shunamit only because he was traveling, and the rule of Neimachnot Yechiyah does not apply to a traveler. In other words, he was in a pinch. And it was normally not to accept gifts. But Elisha was in a pinch, so then and under those circumstances he could accept the gifts. The Meiri explains that Shmuel and Abi's reason for refusing gifts was that he was a judge and the gift may appear like a bribe. He's going the other way. The reason Shmuel didn't accept gifts, He's a shofet. He has to judge his cases. So it looks like a bribe when taking things. However, a rabbi should not refuse a gift without a valid reason, because it may seem like arrogance on his part. Okay, and this is from the Aladaf. The Tiferes Yisrael maintains that the rectitude of accepting gifts depends on the intent of the benefactor. The Gemara below on this daf says that hosting Tamid Chacham in one's home is akin to offering Korban Tamid. Similarly, the Gemara in Ksubas on Kuf Hei says that offering a Tamid Chacham a gift is akin to offering Bikur in the Beis HaMikdash. If a benefactor offers a gift to a Tamid Chacham with a noble intention of offering a Korban, then the Tamid Chacham should not accept the gift. Then the Tamid Chacham should accept the gift and not deprive the giver, the donor, of his good deed. In other words, if the person is giving the gift for the right reasons, he wants to bring a Korban Tamid, he wants to bring Bikurim, so you're the son to do it. However, if the benefactor gives a gift only for the sake of supporting the Tamid Chacham, it's appropriate for the rabbi to refuse the gift. The Mishnah in Avot says Tamid Chacham should not use his Torah knowledge like Lo Kardom Lach Burba. He says the accepted practice now is for the rabbi to accept a salary from his community, and he says see else, and then Gross Moshe says it's wrong for a rabbi to refuse the salary today. All right, there's more to explain, but we're running out of time. Anyway, but the bottom line is that it's not so pashut about accepting gifts and not accepting gifts. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, that's it. I'll see you. Okay.